The jury in the trial of Zacharias Moussaoui is expected to begin deliberations this week on whether the admitted member of Al-Qaeda will be put to death for conspiring to participate in the 9/11 attacks. Moussaoui has presented his own defense attorneys with a substantial challenge as they prepare for the last part of the trial's penalty phase. Last week, Moussaoui told the court that he felt no remorse when he listened to testimony from family members of victims. Joining us now is NPR's Larry Abramson, who's been covering the trial. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Jackie.
Larry, did Zacharias Moussaoui seal his fate by telling the jury once again that he wants to kill Americans, and vehemently so?
Well, it certainly would appear so, although we don't know what's going on in the mind of the jury. It's funny because he started out very rationally. He complained about the legal representation that he was getting. He said that he wanted a change of venue, which a lot of people think would have been justified, and he said his lawyers wouldn't support that change of venue. He wanted a Muslim attorney. He says nobody would help him get that, and he was sort of launching a plea for himself, saying to the jury, you know, I've been kept wrapped up here. I have all these special measures that keep me from communicating with the outside, and I haven't been able to get a fair trial. But all of that turned around when he launched into this tirade, saying that he not only feels no remorse about the 9/11 attacks and what happened, but in fact he would do it again, that he is just as convinced as ever that killing Americans is just. Now, he had the chance to say that he feels he is not insane when the prosecutor asked him, trying to show that this was not, these are not the rantings of a crazy man, but rather of a convinced terrorist. We don't know whether the jury is going to feel that, in fact, these are the rantings of a crazed terrorist, or whether it's just somebody who is a zealot who will never change his opinion and decided that the best way to stick it to the United States was to testify in open court and tell everybody he hates him.
And perhaps to put a bit more delicately, whether he's unbalanced or not.
That's right. And that's what we're going to be hearing more about this week.
Well, if that was his testimony, and one can certainly draw conclusions that it was hardly in his favor, what will the defense do next? Who will testify for him?
They have planned to put on a bunch of psychologists, experts on French society, and on the lot of immigrant groups in France. Moussaoui was born in France. He really is French. But he apparently suffered very overt discrimination in France, and that he felt like his career was derailed and he really never got a chance to succeed because of the way he was treated. He became very angry, and the defense is going to say that helped open him up to the manipulation by Muslim radicals that he encountered when he moved to England. So they're going to lay out his life story and try to show that no matter what you see before you today, this man deserves basically an ounce of sympathy for what he suffered as a young man.
Now, last week, his testimony and the heartbreaking tape of Flight 93 really dominated the news, as on the front pages of all the papers. Was there any testimony that you found intriguing and perhaps that will prove important that we missed in all of that?
Well, yeah, I think so. Actually, right before Moussaoui started testifying on Thursday morning, the defense began its case by presenting a man named James Aiken. He's a former prison warden who talked about the special administrative measures that Moussaoui faces because he is an admitted terrorist, and basically to say that if this man gets life in prison and not the death penalty, he'll never be able to hurt anybody and he will lead a miserable life. He was a paid consultant that the defense brought in to say that people like this are locked down, they don't get any newspapers, they get an hour or two outside their cell every day, and that's it. They don't get any pleasure. That was supposed to convince the jury that it's okay to sentence him to life in prison. However, when the prosecution got a hold of this witness, they completely turned his testimony around, I thought, by saying, isn't it true that some predator prisoners can take anything and turn it into a weapon? And he brought up, as an example, Mamdou Mahbed Salim, an Al-Qaeda member who's in custody right now and who used a sharpened comb to stab out the eye of a prison guard. That prison guard is now brain damaged and partially paralyzed. And so he drove home the fact that if somebody really wants to kill Americans, as Moussaoui then later on said he wants to do, that person is a danger for the rest of his life. And so that point really may well have gotten home with the jury, that this man cannot be trusted for the rest of his life in prison.
NPR's Larry Abramson. Thank you, Larry.
All right. Thank you, Jackie.